AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A second body has been recovered from the rubble of Thursday's East Village building collapse, and some residents living near the site of that apparent gas explosion in New York City are being allowed to pick up some of their belongings.
Max Browning had to show ID to get through the police barricades and into his 7th Street apartment, which is right next to where the three buildings collapsed.
It's smoked out smell-wise, but we were very fortunate there wasn't a lot of damage. People that were on the other side of the building right across the hall, I think, had to incur more damage because the fire department was coming in through those to use hoses in.
Browning considers himself lucky to still have a home, even though he doesn't know when he can move back.
I would like to think a week. I don't know. I think nobody really knows, because if they get one bad test of asbestos or anything, I'm sure that pushes the timeline back of what they can do.
In the East Village, Julie Walker, New York.
A two-day Arab summit in Egypt is over. It ended Sunday with a vow to defeat Iranian-backed Shiite rebels in Yemen and the formal unveiling of plans to form a joint Arab intervention force. The resolution says the defense force would be deployed at the request of any Arab country facing a national security threat and would also be used to fight terror groups. The deadline for a preliminary agreement on Iran's nuclear program is approaching. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says a deal can be reached if Iran agrees to give up any prospect of developing nuclear weapons.
If we're going to get this done here over the next few hours, Iran has got to take a deep breath and make some tough decisions to ensure that those red lines can be met.
Negotiators have until Tuesday to reach a deal that would form a framework of a comprehensive agreement this summer. The Press Democrat in Santa Rosa, California, says that singer-songwriter Norman Greenbaum, who was behind the 1969 rock and roll hit Spirit in the Sky, has been critically injured in a Northern California car accident that killed a motorcyclist. This is AP Radio News. If you like the look of last year's Final Four, you will love the 2015 edition. One game, Kentucky versus Wisconsin, is not only a matchup of two number one seeds, it's a replay of last year's semifinal game that Kentucky won by 1 point. The Michigan State Spartans, meanwhile, find themselves in a familiar place under Coach Tom Izzo, the Final Four, where they will face Duke, a four-time national champ led by Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
For the 9th time in school history, Michigan State is headed to the Final Four. The Spartans, the 7th seed in the East Regional, knocked out Louisville 76-70 in overtime at the Carrier Dome. Michigan State trailed by 8 at halftime, but held Louisville to 5-for-25 shooting after the break. In overtime, the Spartans outscored the Cardinals 11-5 to claim the win. Guard Travis Trice scored a game-high 17 points and was named the region's most outstanding player. Kevin Brown, Syracuse.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.